What's good, everybody, and welcome to Body Bag Podcast. I'm Chris Thomas, and with me, as always, Brooke Greater Dave.
How we doing, everybody?
I don't think that we have ever had an episode, maybe save for the first season, where we had a Stephen King-centric episode with all four guests. We've never really had an episode dedicated to one person, I don't think.
No.
I mean, we talk about and we give flowers and praise and shit talk like directors all the time, but we never really thought to go, well, why don't we compile some of their works and see what works and see what doesn't? And what better place to start with the granddaddy of zombies? Well, one of the granddaddies of zombies. There's plenty of pioneers, but I mean, who doesn't know George Romero?
Yeah.
So we have a nice little list here that we've never done before. This is going to be our first ever Romero rankings, our first rankings episode.
Yeah, where we each compiled a list and we're going to tell you about it and see how our lists differ from one another.
I also thought it'd be cool at the end, we take, how many do we have here? Seven or eight? We have seven. Eight. We have eight movies by Romero. Was the remake also, did he have a hand in doing the remake as well? I didn't check to see if he...
I know we put it in the list, but I think he was a producer because...
Okay. As far as remakes go, it's pretty okay received.
Yeah.
At least according to Rotten Tomatoes. But were there any, before we even get started on this rank, because I kind of want to just explain a little bit. We're going to try to come up with a definitive list at the end. I'm going to at least see if we can come up with a definitive list.
Oh, I thought we were just making two separate lists and comparing them.
We are. But I'm going to see where we might be able to have. I thought at the very end, we can maybe come together and see of these eight, who were our top three favorite villains of the entire series? And what were the top three best stories? Movie excluded, but story. I was just thinking of the eight that we have.
Okay.
But yes, I got my list here, and you got your list here. First off, were there any movies that you had never seen before?
Outside of The Night of the Living Dead,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I've watched any of these movies.
Oh, so this is you basically binged a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
For me, I think I saw 75-80% of our picks here. There was only one that I needed to kind of go back and look at, and even then, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I kind of remember this. But so how should we get started here? Do you want to go from the worst to the best according to our lists, or do you want to start from the best and go to worst?
Let's start from the worst and make our way to the best.
Okay.
Starting with number eight.
Starting with number eight, and I'm just going to go ahead and say also before we say our things, in these movies, there was one that was a trilogy of movies that are all connected. There is a double feature, which is one relating to another one, and a remake, and one that is kind of like a spinoff of the zombie genre. So, having all of that, Dave, why don't you get us kicked off? What is your least of all the ones you had to watch?
My least favorite, I went with Day of the Dead.
All right, I'm actually kind of glad that you brought this one up. It's not on my last, but... Damn it. It was getting very... It started going lower and lower on the list when I was watching it again.
Yeah. It doesn't age well.
It doesn't age well, but the biggest... Cause, oh, man. This is tough. Like, we're getting kicked off because I have such mixed emotions on this movie. Actually, I was like, I said 80% of the movies. This was the one that I had never seen. This was the only one that I've never seen. And I just finished watching Survival of the Dead.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, I've had enough of army douchebags for a little bit. Let me go switch to a different movie. Then I put on Day of the Dead. I was like, oh, they doubled down. I got one that doubled down on it.
Yeah. I mean, like, the dialogue is
pretty
so bad.
Bad.
And it's like, I understand it's a different time, but like
the way they were acting.
Homophobic dialogue made me feel uncomfortable. It's close to like watching like a Rob Zombie type movie.
It was that, not only like that, but they were like damn near about to rape the main woman.
Like, yeah, I was just like, oh man, I'm not here for this. And I was like, maybe this was okay for, was it 80-something when it came out?
I believe it was 80. You can keep talking. I'll fact check that.
Yeah, and I was just like, man, I mean, the effects are okay.
85, by the way.
85, yeah. I was just like, oof.
The effects, to me, were the thing that was making it not last on my list, because there it has probably one of my favorite deaths, in all honesty. They have a pretty decent decapitation scene, but I mean, they have a couple of those in the other entries as well. But the effects, you can't deny the effects were pretty okay. In fact, you know, practical effects are always going to win me over anyway. But yeah, what I was not here for like a lot of this dialogue, and I was like, man, none of these people are likable.
No, I was just like, man.
I think the only person that was, I'd say some of the positives that I did say while watching it was Frankenstein guy kind of gave me a little bit of a Herbert West vibe. So Reanimator kind of made me think of that a little bit, just because he was so obsessed with reanimated dead corpses.
Yeah.
And any of the other people who were somewhat okay, they just killed off. Oh, man, yeah.
It's like the helicopter pilot was about the only, like, likable character.
I was going to say, even the lady, which she's obviously the most, like, level-headed, but even she just came off not really likable kind. I mean, she's definitely the most, one of the more likable of the crew, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wasn't here for a lot of this dialogue, man. Just, I get what they're going with, but at the same time, you're a cartoon.
Yeah, and the story of this movie, it just wasn't hitting for me. I'm like...
This was actually the third, if I'm not mistaken, in the Of the Dead trilogy. Because I think it went Night of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead, and then this.
Yes.
But I'd say I was pretty disappointed. It's not last on my list, but... actually, is it? It might be. I need to bring my list up in front of me. I thought I had something before it.
Yeah, let's get to what's last on your list.
Last on my list was the one I was watching right before. It was Survival of the Dead.
Survival of the... Okay.
Those two were tied kind of for the same reason.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the same way I feel when they portray police officers in movies. It's that, or maybe it's just because my dad's in the military, but like I'm watching most of these stuff, very rarely is the military good guys in a lot of these movies, which I get, but come on now.
You know, everything falls apart and people in the military start using all that skills for their own good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I get where they're going with that, but I don't know. It's just Survival of the Dead. Just from the beginning, like we're following this guy who was in, he had a small cameo in Diary of the Dead.
Yeah.
And when I was watching it, I was like, holy shit, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
I like, not only do I not like this guy, but I also don't like, there's another set of people on an island and there's one guy going around with a posse killing all the kids, but he won't do it himself, or he won't kill kids. Like, he has this moral thing that he's a hypocrite, and it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm right there with you, because number seven for me is, Survival of the Dead.
Yeah, and I'll just say, just wrapping up my reason for it being last, at the very least for me, Day of the Dead had some pretty good practical effects. Survival of the Dead had some, but a lot of very bad-looking CG. So that's the reason why it was a little bit lower on my list, even though... The Day of the Dead people were way more insufferable.
Yeah, I think that's the reason I put it at seven, is I felt like the characters were just a little bit more likable. And I could get myself a little bit more invested into Survival of the Dead than I could in Day of the Dead.
So you said, now what did you say is number seven for you, going up the list?
Yeah, Survival of the Dead, yeah.
Survival?
Yeah.
For me, I actually put in the one that came before it, Diary.
Really?
Really?
Day of the Dead ranked above Diary, okay.
No, I have. Well, you see, the thing is, I might have to switch those two, and all like saying all this stuff out loud. I'm gonna switch saying all this stuff. Something tells me it's gonna happen more than once. I'm just gonna switch six and seven. So mine is also going to be Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead is my definitive seven. Okay. Diary is gonna come right before it.
So moving on to number six, Diary of the Dead is your number six.
It's my number six because it gets very preachy at the end, or it's very preachy, which is with its message.
Oh, that's so crazy. All right. Yeah. No, I just have Diary way higher on my list. So.
You know what's funny? I used to love Diary of the Dead.
Genuinely enjoyed this movie when I went back and watched these. It was probably one of the movies I had the most fun with. So yeah.
I'm not saying I still don't like it, but my enjoyment of it has diminished a little bit over the time. Over time, just because it's really funny, because my position has changed, because I used to be the only one talking about Diary of the Dead back when I saw it back in the day.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it. But now I'm like, yeah, it's okay, but I don't like it as much. I can see a little bit more of the flaw, though I do like the premise.
I think I really liked it because of the found footage aspect of it.
I loved that.
Yeah, and my love for found footage. So that's why I put it higher on my list. But for me, number six, get ready for it. Night of the Living Dead, the remake.
Oh, the remake, I can understand. I can understand why you would put like the, I mean, even with Tony Todd.
That was basically like the one good part of this movie. Because even though it's a remake, it wasn't a shot for shot remake, which I appreciate.
Yes.
But they were like overacting like they were in a movie from the 60s.
I
You
mean,
know what
was
I'm saying?
that maybe that was the point?
Yeah, but it was like only a couple actors were doing that.
Oh, and then the rest were like,
Yeah, like it just had a weird vibe for me. And then they changed the ending too. I'm like, oh, you stupid fuck. No.
Yeah, it's actually interesting the way our minds kind of work, because like Night of the Living Dead is my five. That remake is five for me. So we're pretty close in our things. But yeah, I put it lower on the list just because in terms of remakes, or well, we're still on number six right now, but
Yeah.
so what did I say? Mine was Diary and yours was Night of the Living Dead, which both of them actually have about the same score on Rotten Tomatoes. I think they're both
Yeah.
60, 61% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and but yeah, I can understand why it would be. You see, the thing is, for me, seven and eight were the ones I really felt some kind of way about. The rest of them, I don't feel nearly as intensely about. Like Survival and Day of the Dead were the ones that were a really hard sit through.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doing this list, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but doing this, I realized I'm not really a big fan of George A. Romero.
That's okay. I mean,
Because
that's
it's
okay.
not like
No.
I hated these movies,
Yeah.
but I wasn't like loving this at all either. I was just like, this is all right.
I
It's
imagine with,
okay.
well, maybe you also, like, you had to watch them so much in quick succession. Or, like, maybe you had some fatigue going on. Or were you feeling that way at the
No,
very beginning?
I didn't even watch it in that like in succession like that, dude. I've been watching these over the course of the past 2 weeks, so
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody's saying you have to like George A. Romero movies.
yeah. But I was like, wow, I thought I'd enjoy this a little bit more than I am. But yeah, I was just like, he's okay. I get why some people are like, oh, he's a great director, but this wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, with George Romero, his contributions can't be denied, obviously.
No,
But I mean,
yeah.
it's the same way with Friedkin. When I saw Exorcist, I mean, like I was like, yeah, it was all right. Like a lot, like some of these, like especially in the middle here, a lot of these movies I don't go see out of my way to watch a lot of. In fact, well, I'll mention some of them when I go, because as we go higher up the list, there are a few that I do like. Like if it's on, I'll watch it. All right, but having that little caveat, that's fine. You don't have
All
to.
right.
You will not get any hate from me. Well, at least not from that.
So, now
Okay.
it's on to number five.
Number five. Mine was Night of the Living Dead, the remake.
Mine is The Crazies. I think it's because I've liked the remake so much before I even knew it was a remake.
I didn't know it was a remake when I saw it in the theater.
Same here. So, like, kind of have like a bar for it, and then I just watched the original. I was like, tad bit boring.
It can be, and I will say, like,
Like, I had to watch it twice because the first time, halfway through, I passed out, fell asleep.
I will say though, with a lot of like these 70s and 80s movies, though, I'm used to it being kind of slow, some of them, but I mean, a lot of the other entries are hitting the ground running, but I can understand it is also the first one that is not a actual zombie. It's that this chemical and making people go crazy.
I think I kind of came into it like thinking it would be like paced like an 80s slasher movie.
Oh, like it'd be a lot more like, holy shit, this stuff is taking over. We got to do something.
Yeah, and then it just didn't hit. I was like, okay.
That's good. And I put Night of the Living Dead on there on number five, the remake, just because I think middle of the road is about a good place to put it. Just because it's a remake, but it's certainly not the worst remake in the world. You have Tony Todd in there. You had Romero producing, so he had an eye. But I mean, it's
You got
obviously not as.
Savini directing,
Yeah. Savini directing. So it's going to be okay at least. But just the fact that it's a remake and the first one's better, I just put it right in the middle at five. Four.
four, halfway through the list.
Halfway through the list and four, and halfway through the list, and Dave tells us he doesn't even like Romero. He doesn't even like it. But you know what? Tough, because this is my season.
Yeah, maybe this one's high up because I just watched it, but Land of the Dead. And fun. It's a fun watch, yeah.
Land of the Dead's actually higher up on my list.
Yeah.
Land of the Dead is one of those that I do go out of my way. If it's on, I'll be like, eh, I like this movie. I think now we're starting to go into territory of, oh, these are pretty fun.
Like movies we'll go out of our way to watch, yeah, because I'd watch Land of the Dead again. I don't know if I'd pay $4 to rent on Amazon Prime again, but
But if it's on,
if it's on, I'll definitely watch it, yeah.
and considering that it came out in the 2000s, first off, I'm sure everybody was just happy that Romero was still completely like doing his like of the dead movies.
Yeah.
And I will say that after all these years, it was also cool that he kept up with the theme, the same thing that he was doing with Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, and Dawn of the Dead, was that these zombies may be slow, but they're smart.
Yeah, and you kind of see that the zombies are evolving in this movie. They start using tools, realize the water doesn't hurt them. Yeah.
But I mean that, to be fair, they even did that in Day of the Dead, where
Yeah.
the main one main zombie at the end, you could see that they're starting to feel things. So
Yeah.
I just like that consistency in
Yeah.
Romero movies like that.
Yeah, and I just think this is one of the better acted movies on the list as well.
And I think it's just a good action
Yeah,
movie.
it is, and even the acting from like some of the zombies too was pretty good.
And for some reason, even though a lot of these people were like militarized, it wasn't over the top like Day of the Dead.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I like how kind of has like a Tale of Two Cities theme going on
Yeah, I could see. I know what you mean.
with like the scrubs and then the Briar Green building, and then yeah, it's just a very fun watch.
You know what it kind of reminded me of a little bit? Of the ending of I Am Legend, where you find out that the monsters are smarter than they
Yeah.
than humans initially thought they were,
Yeah.
and that they are capable of, like, that there's some kind of like deep rooted humanity kind of still lingering.
Yeah.
So
All
that's
right.
a what was that one? Was that four or five? Or
Yeah, what is your number four?
my number four was Crazies.
Crazies, yeah.
Just because yeah, it might be some dull in certain instances, like you say, but for the fact that he kind of took a pause from like regular like zombies and thought, well, let's try to make it a little different and make it so that these people are just crazy. It was a little different, which I thought was cool. And I don't know, I probably liked it just a little bit more than you did. So I thought
Yeah.
four was pretty good spot for it for me. And I like the and I really like the remake. So Timothy Olyphant was really good in that
Yeah, he
movie.
was. Yeah.
Now we're down to now we're back to the top three here, and then we still got to go over villains and story. What's your three?
Three for me. I went with Dawn of the Dead.
Me too. Solid three, Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the perfect spot for it.
It is, yeah. Because it's a good, like, 70s zombie movie. The effects by Savini are, of course,
It's
incredible
Savini.
for the times, yeah.
Yeah, all you need to say it's Savini.
Tom Savini practical effects are great, yeah. I mean, it had a little bit of like the racist, homophobic, and all that type of dialogue from Day of the Dead, but doesn't go overboard with it. And it makes use of it to tell a story of actual like racism
Yes,
in
plus,
between in the story, yeah.
because at the very end of the day, the protagonist is a strong, able black man,
Yeah.
which Ken Foree, if I'm not mistaken, and yeah, that might have been like the earliest movie I've ever seen him in. I'm so used to seeing Ken Foree in the, well, for me, Ken Foree is always going to be Kenan Thompson's dad in Kenan and Kel. So I just think it's really funny that
Yeah.
like I grew up on that, and then I didn't when I got older, I realized, oh, this dude's into horror stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Dawn of the Dead is a solid. It's what did you think of the remake? What do you think of it as compared with the remake? Was the remake by Snyder, I want to say.
I've never seen the remake.
Oh, you never saw with Ving Rhames?
No.
Oh man, do yourself a favor. If you liked it, if you liked Dawn of the Dead, you'll like this one. Pretty high score, Rotten Tomatoes. It's not that Rotten Tomatoes mean is anything, but I want to just
Yeah.
make sure that it is a who I believe it is directed by.
I do think Zack Snyder did make a movie, Dawn of the Dead movie, yeah.
Yeah, Zack Snyder 2004. Yeah. If you haven't seen that, if you want a nice action zombie movie, check that one out.
Okay, yeah.
Unless you're tired of zombies.
Zack Snyder always does pretty good with actions. Yeah, I guess maybe that's the thing. I'm not big on zombies.
Well, we all have our genres.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm trying to think of certain genres that I try to give a chance that don't necessarily work for me. A lot of the times for me, it's supernatural movies.
See,
possession movies.
I really enjoy like possession supernatural movies, but yeah, we all have our own tastes.
Yeah, like usually, like Possession of Emily Rose doesn't do anything for me. Maybe that's why I didn't really feel too much with The Exorcist. It's just because like possession movies like that doesn't really like do much for me.
Yeah, like I was halfway through watching the Taking of Deborah Logan right before we started recording. So,
But you know, as you grow older, tastes changed. Like I said, I wasn't scared of clowns until I watched Hell House. So,
growing up, I thought Jason Takes Manhattan was an incredible movie.
And now that you're older, you realize, of course, it is an incredible movie.
Of course, this movie's fucking dog shit.
Why did I ever doubt myself? This movie is a masterpiece.
God, that movie's so
funny. That movie's funny if you like watch it in the right mood, though.
Yeah.
If you watch it in the eyes of a comedy, it's hilarious.
Yeah. But it really should be called Jason Takes Manhattan. It should be called Jason Takes a Boat Ride to New York.
No, actually, it's Jason Takes a Boat Ride to Vancouver because they didn't really film it in New York.
Yeah.
I heard that it was a lot of it was filmed in Vancouver or something.
Most of it was filmed in Vancouver. I think they got a couple scenes in New York City.
They probably just got like stock footage for like the big building stuff. Like, see, here's New York, which is funny that they did that because never mind. But we're moving on to two.
Number two. And for me, that is where I put Diary of the Dead.
This is where I put the original Night of the Living Dead.
Really?
Which, not surprising, it's a black and white movie, so obviously, you know, it's going to be a little bit higher up on my list.
Yeah.
But, I like the original Night of the Living Dead. We both talked about it, and honestly, I had to kind of put it up there in honesty, even though this is just a biased list. I would feel wrong putting it any less than two.
Yeah, anything lower, it's not right, yeah.
So I was like, on principle, I had to at least put it on two.
I mean, I'm not huge on the zombie genre, but this is the start of the zombie genre.
Yeah, and I didn't know until, it's so many things that you think about. Yeah. You think you know this movie, and then you go back and you go, it has to do with, like, stuff coming down from Venus and these zombies actually can work with tools and stuff. You would think that an early zombie movie would be the bare minimum arms outgoing brains kind of thing.
Yeah. No, but this one has a pretty good story, and then I really enjoyed Dwayne Jones' performance in this one.
Well, we can just go ahead. Well, what is your number one?
My number one is Night of the Living Dead.
My number one is Land of the Dead. I really, really like that. That's why when I saw that we forgot to put Land of the Dead, I was like, stop what you're doing. You got to put Land of the Dead on your list because you have to put it on. Because I got it mixed up with Day of the Dead because there's so many fucking Of the Dead movies.
So many of them, and like most of them aren't Romero. So you're like, oh, okay.
So I'm sitting here thinking Day of the Dead. Like, yeah, I've totally seen Day of the Dead. And then I just went to go pop it on just to pop it on. I was like, oh, shit, I've never seen this movie. I was like, I'm getting it mixed up with a different one. I got to watch this. And that was Day of the Dead. And I was like, man, shit. Because like the one movie that I didn't watch was the worst one. So you and me both had an interchangeable one and two. We both like Night of the Living Dead on principle and Day of the Dead for enjoyment.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I put it at number one just because out of all the movies, I felt like this, obviously, for its impact. And I feel like it's probably the one I'd probably watch the most out of any of these.
Mm-hmm. Which is only one time because you hadn't seen any of the other ones.
Yeah,
and Land of the Dead, if it's on, I'm watching it. I remember randomly popping it on one day. And I was like, you know, there's a pretty damn good zombie movie. Characters are pretty likable. Some decent death scenes. The characters weren't, like, insufferable like Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
So, all right, so... starting from the top, your best to worst, your list goes how?
Right, Night of the Living Dead, Diary of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead, The Crazies, Night of the Living Dead, 1990, Survival of the Dead, Day of the Dead.
Yeah, and mine's Land of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, The Crazies, Night of the Living Dead, the remake. Fuck this, I'm putting Day of the Dead last. It goes Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead, and Day of the Dead. I'm sorry, I know that it's scored high, but those effects couldn't save what horrible dialogue that was.
Yeah.
And the thing is, probably back in the day, it wasn't horrible dialogue.
Yeah. But nowadays.
Not even nowadays, because I can watch it and be like, yeah, that was the time. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, we get it. You're a piece of shit. Like, you know, yeah. Like, is there more to your character than just being a racist, sexist piece of shit?
And there wasn't. And that was my biggest problem. You could show other ways of this guy just being a complete jackass on that.
Like, how are you even in this unit? Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I imagine this has been, well, because it said, like, this was, like, what, 3 weeks after the first, because I looked up some of it, and this was supposed to take place shortly after the events of Dawn of the Dead, even though it was a different decade. I remember reading them saying something like
this. According to the Winky plot, years after the events in Dawn of the Dead, zombie apocalypse. So, it's a few years after Dawn of the Dead, so.
People would have been split off into their little groups or whatever. Because I was like, if this just happened, how would this guy even be in the military right now? This dude is a sociopath. But, okay.
I would say probably the movie we differed on the most is Diary of the Dead.
Yeah, and...
You have it 6, I put it at 2.
I need to rewatch it again, because I'd seen it so much that was like the only one that I kind of like only semi-rewatched. And as I was just going through these lists, I was just like, I kind of like this more than that and that more than this. I might be out of line by putting it a little bit lower, but it can't be denied that Day of the Dead and Survival of the Dead are definitely our last two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those two.
Those are just movies I gladly won't watch again.
And both for the same reason. Well, some of it for the same reason. Yeah. Did we? I don't think I kind of went into it, but... I don't think you necessarily went too much into what you your opinions on of that movie, Survival.
Survival of the Dead? I mean, like you said, it's bad CGI. And it's not even like with Day of the Dead where the characters were like unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the characters were boring. I just found everyone in this movie uncompelling at all. So I'm like, I just don't want to see you guys.
You're like, I don't care what happens here.
Yeah. Oh, you got shot? Cool.
Who are you?
Don't care. Yeah. Like, I'm fighting over an island. Whatever.
You know, there's more of them out there.
Yeah.
Which have they ever done a zombie movie where people go, let's go out on a ship out into the ocean and get away from everybody, and it's like a zombie movie, but they're out on the ocean? Because I've always thought that would be an interesting thing. Like, if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, instead of like trying to find buildings to hold up in, find a nice decent boat. Park it like a little offshore and then like resupply if you need to.
Well, I mean, there was that one zombie movie that takes place on an island. We reviewed it in our Rotten Season.
Oh, you're talking about House of the Dead.
There you go. Yeah. That takes place on an island.
That's funny. Like, House of the Dead, that shitty movie.
Yeah. Completely forgot what it was called, but it's terrible. Yeah.
Because there's no house. Maybe it's because it should be called Isle of the Dead or Land of the Dead. Maybe that should have been called Land of the Dead because it's an island. All right. So before we kind of wrap this up and talk about what we're going to do for our next rankings and see what we might keep and what we might discard. Let's do, in terms of story, like if you were to take the acting out and the effects out in terms of like a story of like, oh, that's a pretty cool idea to make a movie around of, even if it wasn't pulled off great. Which of these do you think has the best story for a movie? I'll say excluding Night of the Living Dead because that was kind of like when it was a new idea. So yeah. I'll say excluding that.
I'm torn between Land of the Dead and Diary of the Dead. I think those are the two best stories out of all of them.
I'll say that I think that Diary has a better story.
Yeah.
I do, and I loved the aspect. In fact, I'm kind of regretting putting it a little bit lower on the list, but you know what? What's done is done.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Land of the Dead story, too, it's a very layered story.
I bet you're happy that I, last minute, like, remembered that you had to watch it. Like, oh, at least one good movie came in.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not just, you know, a fight for survival, but it's also not just people against zombies, it's people against rich people and things like that, and there's a lot of tension building in this very layered story, so...
Was this the first time that we had two separate lists where we at the very end just was like, yeah, we have two separate lists.
Because when we did our top 10s before, we just kind of created a list together. But I think this is more interesting to just kind of compare our lists.
Plus, we were doing trades and everything like that. I'll trade you the Sigourney Weaver number 3 spot for the Kathy Bates number 1.
Things got left off lists that should, but yeah, I think this is a good way to do it.
But I think we'll have a little bit, as much as I like Romero, you said you're not as big of a fan, but I think we'll both have fun with our next rankings, because I do believe we both agree that our next rankings is going to be Final Destination.
Yeah.
Final Destination. How many of them are there?
Is it 5 or 6?
Oh, I think there are more than that. I think there are like 7 or 7.
I think there.
Are we going to Google this real quick?
Yeah.
How many Final Destination movies are there?
There's 5.
Oh, damn. I have no idea why I thought. Well, we'll have a lot to do with that in terms of rankings, because we're definitely going to have, like, I say that we do this. We do a top 5, or our, you said there are 5, right?
Yeah.
We do our 5 ranks and give and take, and then we both do our top 10 deaths.
So Final Destination, Final Destination 2, Final Destination 3, The Final Destination, and then Final Destination 5.
Okay, cool. And then you want to do that, since there's a couple less movies, we'll do a top 5 and a top 10?
Yeah. And Final Destination 6 is supposed to be coming out in theaters late this year.
All right, that'll be cool. Maybe if we're into next season, maybe we can review that.
Yeah.
And then find a spot for it in the list.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about reviewing Final Destination since we started, and we just never got around to it, so we might as well just rank the franchise. So
I feel like there's a lot of movies that, like, I feel like we need a season of often talk about but never reviewed.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of movies that we reference that we, like, Final Destination, like, we did that with Idle Hands, which I was happy we did with Idle Hands, but like there's a lot of movies that I've mentioned that I want to do, like The Faculty.
We've mentioned The Faculty so many times on this podcast. Yeah.
The Faculty, I want to, Final Destination. I'm sure if I go back, there's like a ton of stuff that we need to still, but maybe that could be next season of mentioned but never reviewed. Like how many times have we mentioned Pearl?
Yeah.
We've still never seen it. And that was back when we were interviewing for the movie X.
Yeah. All right.
But I liked it. I liked this, though.
This was a lot of fun, yeah.
It feels good to actually collaborate and then silently judge the other person. Like, Diary?
Our lists aren't too different. Yeah.
There was just, like, one that we both agreed which one we both did not like.
Yeah.
And we both kind of agreed in terms of, like, enjoyment, we both liked Land.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these things you could just flip a place or two and then end up with the same list. But yeah, we're similar but different at the same time. It's nice. So, yeah.
So not
to see what Final Destination has to offer for us.
Maybe we're not so different after all.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Have a good week, everybody.
Peace. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Body Bag Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment as to what you'd like to hear us review, or any horror movie topics you'd like to hear us rant and rave about.
And while you're at it, you can find us on Twitter at BodyBagPod and on Instagram at BodyBagPodcast.
Thanks, and we'll see you next time.